We're very pleased to be joined by one of the Blue Jays call-ups, Rowdy Tellez. Rowdy, thanks so much for joining us on the Jeff Blair Show. Congratulations on the call-up. I know from reading John Lott's article in The Athletic that the news of your call-up came just a couple of weeks after your mother passed away. So condolences from us on that. Just tell us a bit, though, about Rowdy, about the road here for you. Because as I said, I remember talking to you in spring training, and I remember coming away thinking, man, it's just a matter of maybe weeks or months before this guy's in the major leagues. Tell us a bit about your road here.
I mean, my journey started when I was a kid, obviously playing baseball, but with the Blue Jays, it's been a long road the last couple years for me. You know, 2017 was really tough. I struggled a lot on the field and off the field, could never get away from what was going on in the reality of both my life away and my life on the field. But, you know, it's nothing short of one of the most exciting, emotional, you know, times for me right now. Also a little bit of bittersweetness in there, but, I couldn't be more excited and grateful to be in the situation I'm at right now. And, you know, like you said, I struggled away from the field this year, and I ended up losing my mom due to brain cancer, and it was one of those really tough moments for me. And one of the guys that actually talked me into coming back was Devin Travis, and I wasn't going to come back for the season, but I did, and finished up strong, and you know, I'm here now, and I couldn't be more grateful for what I'd done this year.
What kept you going, Rowdy?
Excuse me?
What kept you going?
My teammates, my coaching staff, my family, they were all there for me. I didn't know who was in my corner or how many people were in my corner, but I found out throughout the year that, I had a lot of people in there in my corner to help me out with the situation I was going through. And like I said, my teammates were nothing short of amazing to help me through everything that I was going through, and, you know, urging me to come back and being supportive of me every time I had a tough spot or something was going on with my mom. I mean, just in the course of spring training to now, I've been home 3 times during the season. So, you know, everybody who was there for me is the real hero in this situation. But, you know, most of all, my mom is the one that kept me going. You know, watching my family and myself battle what we were going through, you know, I didn't want to let her down. And that's what kept me going, to be honest.
You know, when you talk to guys, Rowdy, who are in the minors and they're playing for an organization where, you know, the organization's in transition. You know there are moves being made at the major league level. You got some contracts running out. Team may be going through a rebuild, retooling, whatever you call it. But when you talk to guys at the minor league level, they tell you, you know, yeah, of course I keep an eye on what, you know, the first baseman at in the majors is doing, or what this shortstop is doing if I'm an infielder, you know, what this catcher is doing if I'm a catcher. You keep an eye on it, but you got to go about doing your job, because unless you do your job, it really doesn't matter what the other guy does. You can't control that. But I got to think, when you've been told for so long, or not for so long, but when people are coming up to you and going, man, you're this close to the majors, it's got to be kind of tough for anybody to sort of just focus on what they got to do, let alone for a guy who was going through what you were going through personally. Were you able to sort of keep an eye on what was going on in the majors while you were going through all this and while you were trying to get up here?
Of course. I mean, I had friends and teammates that were getting called up, and, you know, me and Jansen were drafted together, and me and my dad almost cried when he got called up. I mean, we were so happy for him, and, you know, and everything that he's been through too, and all the work that he's put in. But of course, we always follow the Blue Jays. We always follow our major league club when we're in the minors. And, you know, we have a phenomenal first baseman in Smokey, a guy that, you know, has been there for me on different levels of what he's been through and what I've been through, and just learning as much as I can from him and, you know, all the spring trainings we've had together. But this year was different for me. I just wanted to play. I learned how to be vulnerable and talk about my problems and away from the field, and it brought ease to myself. And I think that was the biggest thing for me this year, was learning how to talk and they could try to get away from what was really going on at home, you knowing that no matter what I did, nothing was going to change how my mom was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that she actually taught me when I was a kid, and I kind of got away from it when I was, you know, going through what I was going through. But, you know, I just tried to do the best I could day in and day out. And again, my staff in AAA and my teammates did nothing short of being amazing at helping me through that. You know, like, it's baseball truly is a brotherhood and a family, and I got to see it firsthand this year. And like I said, I was grateful.
Where's your game at? Where's it at now compared to when you were in spring training, when we saw you in spring training and you hit a couple of real bombs?
I mean, spring training was just, you know, I was getting ready for the season, and I think it's back to where I was in 2016. I think 17 was one of those fluke years for me. I believe that. I think the biggest turning point for me was learning how to talk and open up and not holding in the frustration and anger of being away from my family and what was going on there and the anger I had on the field. And I think that was really it. I mean, nothing changed. Same stance, same swing, same approach. You know, I learned more and more every year from guys. Again, Smokey was another guy I got to talk to in spring training about the swing and the changes he made. And, you know, of course, Tulo is one of the guys I've always talked to a lot. And so I think learning and really understanding more and more and growing up as a player is one of those things that you do over time.
What's the coolest thing? And it's been a couple of days, but what's the coolest thing about being in the majors?
Having my locker next to a big leaguer. That's probably one of the coolest things. You know, seeing my name on a nameplate in the big leagues, knowing I made my family proud, getting to play against some of the guys that I grew up watching, getting to play with guys that like Jansen and Brucky, who we've came through the system since 2013 together, and now we were teammates at almost every level, and now we're teammates here at the top, and that's probably one of the coolest things that I can say. I mean, it's only been one day and one game, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to more time and learning as much as I can up here.
I remember, Rowdy, I had a chance to talk to Mike Soroka in spring training. He was in Dunedin. The Braves were there, and he pitched in Dunedin against the Blue Jays. And the Braves had brought over a real young team, and I was talking to him, and he said, you know what the neatest thing about this is? He said, you know, I look around this clubhouse, and I'm with guys that I was in rookie ball. I'm with guys who were single A, and now we're all kind of on the cusp of the majors and kind of and making it together. You know, I think sometimes those of us who haven't played baseball, we tend to view it as a business, and it's all about getting mine as soon as I can and getting mine, even if it's at the expense of somebody else. But there really is, you use the phrase brotherhood, there really is that sort of sense of organization, isn't there, when you got guys like Jansen, you got guys like Barucci, or, you know, Vladdy Jr. is just a year, you know, will be up here next year, and Jonathan Davis is here, and Anthony Alford will probably be here, Reese McGuire, all these guys. There really is a sense of organization, though, isn't there, for beyond the fact that, you know, you've got your own individual concerns, there is that sense of organization.
Of course. I mean, we walk around with such a sense of pride to represent not only a city, but a whole country when we throw Toronto on our chest. And, you know, it's not about the name on the back. It's we represent a whole country. And for us guys that have came through the minors the whole time, it's great. It's amazing. We've been together since we were, quote unquote, just kids. And, you know, we've bonded together. You know, when you get to the highest level, you create new bonds with guys that, you know, were maybe just a step ahead of you coming through. I mean, guys like Tapera were just, you know, when I signed, he was in high A, and now he's here. You know, so you get to see these guys that in spring training you shared a complex with, and now you're sharing a clubhouse with at the highest level. So it's great. I mean, again, it's just an amazing feeling.
Rowdy, we're really pleased to see you in the major leagues. As I said, extend condolences on behalf of us here. But we're happy you're here, and we look forward to that first major league home run, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.